This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday. So, those of you listening, do you want to recognize God's ways?
Yes.
Well, we suggest that you let go of your agenda.
Adios.
That's how you can recognize His ways, and we're going to share with you how to do that.
That's right.
We're going to start with the scripture that we felt back this up.
And it's Psalms 86:11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so that I may honor you.
Yeah. Okay, so if we go back to saying you want to recognize God's ways, how do you do that with anybody, with a human being? You have to understand who they are. You have to study them. Mm-hmm. You have to spend time with them. You need to get to know what they're like. And it's no different with God. If you want to recognize God's movement in your life and how He works and what He's like and what He would probably do in this situation and what He would say and how He could work through you if you would allow Him, you got to get to know Him. And then you can pray that scripture, God, teach me your ways. But see, the rest of what we said requires us letting go of our way of doing things, of our agenda. So when things don't go our way, so when we're interrupted, so when there's traffic that we weren't expecting, maybe the alarm clock didn't go off, and we know that we did everything we could do to, you know, have the alarm clock go off on time, to go a certain way so there's not traffic, and then all that happens and you're inconvenienced. I've learned to go, well, you know what, God's in control here. Mm-hmm. I did everything I knew that I was supposed to do. You know, maybe He was sparing me from a wreck through that traffic jam. Maybe that's why my alarm went off late, for the very same reason. Or the alarm went off late and I ended up, you know, realizing, what in the world? You know, what has happened here? Mm. And He'll make something good out of it. Don't always know what that is.
Right.
But He can. Especially when you just scratch your head and go, I did everything I knew to do. Mm. Maybe it was a divine interruption.
Correct.
Maybe not all the time, but those times when you really don't understand and then your day plays out and you go, oh, okay, I can see why that happened. And you know, Lord, I'm glad that person canceled on me, because you know what? I was able to take another appointment that I ended up making the sale. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Because boy, when that person canceled on me, I just couldn't believe it. I was so frustrated and realized, man, He worked that out. Because the other person I've been trying to get their business from, they ended up calling and coming in and we did the deal. Mm-hmm. So to me, and that's actually happened to me in the past, mm-hmm. that was a divine interruption for me. And when I got through it and realized I was upset for no reason at all. So I began to look at my life, and when things were not going the way I thought that they were supposed to go, I let that go and realized God's in control of my day.
Yeah.
The Word says we plan our day, but the Lord directs our steps. Mm-hmm. And you plan it, you do the best you can, but when stuff happens, if it's not just stuff, look for God in it and be grateful.
Yeah.
Really be grateful. It's a much, much better way to live, and I can recognize Him now and let that go. But as long as I'm like, this is the way that it has to be, by golly, and oh, I just don't understand this, you let that go and go, wow, I really saw God moving that. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be better.
Right.
What about you?
Well, see, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have our own agenda. I mean, we have our lives planned out. This is what I need to do here, and then this is going to happen. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids. I'm going to have a white picket fence. Everything's going to be hunky-dory, and this is the way that you're going to be. But all of a sudden, life comes in and interrupts everything. Mm-hmm. Okay? One example of an agenda, you know, I'm sure most people listening have seen, his name is Nick. He has no arms and no legs. He's a motivational Christian speaker. I'm sure that his parents thought that their firstborn son was going to be perfect. Perfectly, physically perfect. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out with no arms and no legs. Mm-hmm. But what did his dad tell him when he was old enough to understand? He said, nothing is too much for you because God is in charge. Mm-hmm. So they didn't hold him back from doing anything. And now, because he's a man who's married now, has a child, but because of his physical disability, his spiritual, maturity has touched millions around the world. Mm-hmm. People have gotten saved mm-hmm. at his seminars. Mm-hmm. He's wonderful, you know. And that's one thing we got to think. You know, that wasn't the way we planned it. That wasn't our agenda. Maybe it was God's. Mm-hmm. It was God's agenda. Mm-hmm. And accept it. And just say, you know what, acceptance is freedom. Mm-hmm. I accept, God, what you've given me here, and I'm so blessed. Mm-hmm. And that's the way his parents took it. Mm-hmm. Man, that's awesome, you know. And Nick is such a great speaker. Mm-hmm. That's just one example of how maybe you think your agenda may be a little different than what you planned. Mm-hmm. You know, life is different than what I planned.
Yeah. Well, and I had a car wreck back in January and totaled mm-hmm. my car.
That's right.
I wasn't expecting that, and it turned our life upside down for a while. But I had to let that day go because it certainly did not turn out the way I wanted it to turn out. Mm. And when I finally let that go and look back on it now, what, 3 or 4 months later, mm-hmm. I recognized God in that situation in a lot of different ways. And one way I was praying to get to know him deeper. I didn't want it to be because I had a car wreck. Mm. But I definitely have grown in him, with him, through that. Lean on him more. And so I recognize how he has worked through that. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it now. You know?
Yeah.
I get annoyed sometimes when I'm trying to do my job or I've got my day planned and maybe somebody shows up at the door or I get a text or a phone call that I really don't have time for. Mm-hmm. I've had to let that go and realize, you know what? I need to just embrace this.
Yeah.
Because if I truly believe God's in charge of my day, he's allowed that to come my way. And I need to not be resentful because I'm resentful of him. If that's mm-hmm. the case, if I truly mm-hmm. believe he's in control, and embrace that. You know, we were on a trip not too long ago. We were wanting to just go back to our room and chill out. And we went, no, let's go in the lobby. Let's go in the lobby and just enjoy the evening. It was mm-hmm. still in the wintertime, and there was a fireplace. And mm-hmm. we just wanted it to be me and you. That's all we wanted. We just go spend time. Well, because we went into the lobby. We ran into a gal that turned out to be a blessing to us, who needed us to listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
Was she an inconvenience? Nope. She was a divine appointment, and she needed someone to listen to her. And I'm so glad that we obeyed God's leading, and we went on in there and took the time to just be there. That was better than anything we could have done, because that had eternal value to it.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my agenda, you know, over my years, it wasn't in my agenda to be a Christ follower. That was not in my agenda, but it was in God's agenda. You know what? I mean, I'm so grateful that my agenda collided with him. Man, that's what agendas will do.
Mm-hmm.
Agendas will just say, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is the way it's going to be. But did you ask God? Did you let him direct it? Mm-hmm. Do you know him? You know, honey, I mean, isn't that the first thing really to do about having an agenda?
Yeah.
Is to really ask God, you know, and pray about it. Before we do these podcasts, we pray for you before we do these podcasts, every podcast. Because we want it to be God's agenda. Mm-hmm. We want God to use it. It's for his glory. It has nothing to do with us.
Right.
And so, really, that's what our life is. Our life is for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Philippians 1:21, it says to live is to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your life is for him.
That's right. Let the agenda go.
That's right.
Let it go.
The first way to let the agenda go is to give your life to it.
With a sincere heart.
That's right. Always with a sincere heart.
Because if it's not, you'll be listening to us down the road and going, I did what they said.
Yeah.
But we can't make that happen in you. It has to be the point where you're like so desperate for Him.
That's right.
Come to the end of yourself and decide, I'm going to sincerely do it this time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the change will come.
Well, let's be honest with each other. I mean, anyone can repeat these words.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But when you do it with your heart,
right,
it makes a difference.
That's right.
It's all the difference.
That's right.
So if you've never given your life to Him, or maybe you have and you walked away and you thought you did, but you're realizing right now, man, I said the words, but I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give my heart to God.
That's right.
Well, today's the day.
Yep.
So if you would please bow your head and please repeat these words. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I put my agenda to the side. I'm giving it to you. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you to forgive me of my sins, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I make you first in my life. Please, I want to live my life by your agenda. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you all so much. And if you prayed that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org.
Okay, well, this has been great.
Mm-hmm.
And we, again, thank you for listening. We don't take that lightly. We're very humbled and honored. And until we talk to you tomorrow, continue to press into God so you can, you know, recognize His ways by letting go of your agenda and keep living it up.
Well, we ain't, yeah.